Thank you, Bert. Thank you, worship team. We're going to continue the theme of childlike. And if you have your parents' permission and you're younger, I'm going to invite you to come to the front rows, this side as well. And a little bit further on, I'm going to ask some of you younger ones to read some scriptures, and I'm going to ask some questions, and I want some of your honest, childlike, amazing thoughts to be spoken into a wireless mic, and so you need to come closer. So if you're permitted, I'm going to ask you to come here in the front rows. And if you are going to stay where you are, that is okay. But perhaps I'll walk the aisle and come and visit one or two of you. Just give you a minute. Boy, you guys can come up too, please. Kais and Israel, please come closer. And I need a couple of volunteers, actually, to read out of Genesis. I think it's Genesis 27. I've got to make sure here. We know our moms and wives are praying for us here this morning, and we're grateful for them doing so as we prayed for them. Some of you probably have heard from your wives, and they're having an amazing time. God encounters rich time last night. Some of the feedback I heard is very good, and we as men are grateful for them being able to do so. And last year we do this, but every year we're heavy on the males and kids part. And I've wondered, what would our Sunday mornings look like consistently if it was like that? If men ran, with the kids, would it continue to look like it does other weeks? I don't think so. What would it look like? And so this morning, kids, you guys are amazing. And that's not just to kind of build you up kind of like some fluff, but it's true. You guys are utterly amazing. Did you know that? Do you believe it? Okay. Now, how do you know you're amazing? Well, let's get the mic ready. I got power on here, David? There we go. How do you know you're amazing? Are you amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How about you? Are you... Oh, all right. See, Tim, why are you amazing?
I don't know.
Are you amazing?
Yeah.
Who tells you that?
You.
Oh. Okay, a little older voice. Why are you amazing?
Because my parents say I am.
Your parents say you are. You're right. You think your parents are right?
Yep.
Okay, she believes it. Who else believes it? Kids.
Me.
You believe it? Okay, why are you amazing?
Because my parents told me to.
Oh, they told you. Your mom and your dad tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
And we agree. Why are you amazing?
You told me.
Oh, I told you. Okay. Anyone else? They're good answers, but a different answer? Micah.
Because God told me.
God told him. So do you think your mom and dad maybe tell you because God says so? Tiana?
What?
Why would Micah say that God told him he's amazing?
Because God created us in his image.
Oh, very good. Are you amazing?
Yeah.
Any of you girls? You don't want to answer? Okay. But you will. Are you amazing?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a quick yeah. It's true. Why are these kids amazing? The Bible tells us so. But before we read that, actually, I'll tell you what. Here's one verse. And this is over Kyson's bed. Okay, we have scripture over our kids' beds, or at least with him. And I shared some of this at LCS on Friday morning, and then he comes home later. He says, "Is that verse over my bed?" And he ran down and he goes and looks, because he just sees letters, but he didn't know what it said. And you know what it says there? "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Now, we're going to expand on that a little bit, but before we do so, because my theme here this morning is the power of blessing. And before we're done, We're going to have you kids that are brave enough. You don't even have to speak out loud. You can do it quietly. We're going to have you lay hands on the adults and bless them. And then the adults are going to lay hands on you. Now, again, I'm taking some liberty here. And I'm not going to presume you do this regularly in your homes, but you can do it regularly in your homes. So what I'm going to ask, when it comes to you adults blessing kids, that you lay hands on someone that's not your child. That way you may need to be tuned in a little closer to what the Spirit of God is prompting you to release over this child, because you know less about the little child or the growing child. So I need a volunteer or two to come up here and to read out of Genesis 27. We're going to read 1 to 10, and then 27 to 29. So I need maybe three or four of you to read a couple of verses each. So, okay, Jaden, you come up. And who else? Let's line up, okay? Megan, right? No. Cadence, I'm sorry. You get a hug for that. You know, Cam, I still don't have your kids' names down. I know the name, but I don't always know who's who quickly. Okay, Cadence, thank you. Jaden, we need a couple more. Two more. Please, yes, come on. One more. One. Who else? Dad, we need your help. Okay, we'll go with this. Jaden, you can read it in my Bible. Read verses 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, in Genesis 27.
Okay. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see. And he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered, "Here I am." Then he said, "Behold, now I am old and I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go to the field to hunt game for me."
Thank you. Okay, start here at verse 4. To 4, 5, and 6. Okay, start over here.
And make me. And.
Is the mic still on?
I don't know.
Oh, we turn it off. There we go.
And make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless.
I think the batteries are weak, guys. Keep going.
Now.
Just a minute. Let's do this. Okay. Go ahead.
Now, Rebecca was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and bring it. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I hear your father speak to Esau and your brother saying."
Go ahead. Verse 7, 8, 9, 10. Start there.
Start from there. Bring me game. Yep. Bring me game.
Yep.
Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from their two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves.
One more verse.
Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death.
Okay. One more. Israel, you want to read a few verses? No? Okay, Jaden, you back up here, please. Read verse 27 to 29.
And he came near to and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and the plenty of grain and wine."
One more verse.
Oh. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you, be your master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons come bow down to you, cursed by everyone who curses you and blessed by those who bless you.
Thank you. How did Isaac know what to release over his son? How did Jacob know what to release over his sons? How do you know what to release over your children? Now, we know that in this case and in Jacob's case, they did it at the end of their life. But they would have observed their sons, and they would have known and seen something that was in them. And we've spoken on this before, but we many times miss out on what you guys, because remember, you guys are amazing, right? Right? And your mom and dad tell you, right? Now, do your mom and dad actually ever lay hands on you and bless you? Some of you get it, and some of you don't receive that. Now, in this case, they did. Remember when the little kids came to Jesus, and they were brought by their moms? And what did they want Jesus to do? They wanted him to lay hands on them and to bless them. Because there is something in blessing. There is blessing in words. And so, I don't know about you dads, but my home can be like a drill sergeant when mom's absent. It's confession time. But I want things done. It's like, it's now. And I'm not sure those are always words of blessing that really build them up. I mean, I get things done. I get them out the door on time. I get them to their sports activities on time. But I don't think our sons and daughters, I don't think you amazing kids receive enough of words of life compared to the other things you often hear. Okay? Now, remember when I said, how do you know you're special? Where did I get that from? Okay, from the Bible, right? Okay. Do you know what psalm? I gave it away, your psalm. Which psalm is that? I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Kid, you want to guess? You know? Yeah, of course you know. You were there. Somebody else. Where does it say that? I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You want to guess?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Evan?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. You know? Levi? Nobody? Okay, where is it?
Psalm 139.
Psalm 139, verse 14. And then it says this, after that, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So that's how we know. You are special because God, later on it says that God's thoughts are like the sand of the sea. How much sand grains are there by the ocean? He says, his thoughts towards you, special you, are so many, it's like the sand of the sea. And what kind of thoughts is he thinking about? What kind of thoughts did God have? Do you think he thought about you before he made you?
Yes.
Yes. Does somebody agree with her? What do you think?
Yes.
Yes. Does God think about you before he made you?
Yes.
Why would he do that? Do you think he knew what you were going to be like?
Yeah.
Do you think he knew what things you would like to do in life?
Yeah.
How does he know that?
Because he's God.
Because he's God. How does he know that?
Because he made you and he's God.
Because he put it there. Right? What things do you really like to do? Okay, now you. Well, what do you really like to do?
Go out with my dad.
Okay. Do you think God gave you that idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you really like to do?
Make paper airplanes.
Make paper airplanes. You think God gave you that desire to work with paper? Yeah. What do you like to do?
Go on a tramp in the snow.
Go on the trampoline in the snow. Kachura, what do you like to do?
Do art.
Do art. Oh, we have an artist. What do you like to do?
Play with my dad.
Play with his dad. Okay. Now, God made you, and he knew everything you're going to go through in life. He knew what you would be looking like when you crawled. He knew what you would like to do as a little boy. He knows what you're going to like to do when you become a teenager. He's gonna know what kind of boys you're gonna be attracted to. He even knows who that one is. And he gave you all things you like and don't like. Some foods taste good, some foods don't taste so good. Some activities are fun and some are boring. Some of you like to play alone, and some of you like to play in a group. Some of you like to are really good at sports. Some of you love to read. Why? Because God had all these thoughts and he's thinking about you all the time. Right now, do you think God's thinking about you? Read this rest of Psalm 139. Now, another reasons why you guys are so amazing, you all have moms and dads, right? And some of you look a little bit like mom, some of you look a little bit like dad. Some of you look a little bit like both. Your eye color, some of your manners, and some of how you behave, and some of the ways you speak, some of the ways you act. It was all there, part of it, we call it genetics. So I'm going to give you a bunch of things that you're not going to even be able to remember them all, to try to, not to confuse you, but to tell you how amazingly different you are than anybody else, Sam. Nobody else like that. Your body, some of you are going to grow up to be 6 feet. It's about here. Some of you are going to be 5'4". Some of you are going to be like elastic, and some of you are going to have a little harder time running fast. Some of you are going to have big hands and strong muscles, and some of you are going to be able to just do those really fine, petite things. It's all part of God's idea. And some of you are going to be what we call the brains, the super brains. You never forget anything you learned. You're going to go through school and it's just a whiz. You remember the first thing you learned, and some of you are going to have to study just to be able to kind of make it through school. That's not bad. That's how God made you. That's how God made you. Some of you like lots of relationships, lots of friends. I know some of those over here. They like to use the phone and to call their friends and say, can I come over? And you like, and other of you, you just need one good friend, or maybe not even that. So Micah, why does God do that? Do you think God likes variety?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Does he want you to be the same as your mom?
No.
What's wrong with your mom?
Nothing.
That was mean. Because your mom is special and you're special, and God calls you both special. But he doesn't want you to be the same like your mom. Now, sometimes you want to behave like your mom, do the things you want to hang out with mom. But don't be wanted like your dad all the way, guys. There's good things about dad, but there's really good things about you. And it's okay to not be the same as dad. Because that's what God made you. Now, here's a little harder. You all have eyes, right? Now, when this psalm was written, this was written by a mature man, by David, I'm not totally sure. And so he had some experience in life. But you kids, when you look at life, what do you see? Okay, Tiana, what do you see? When you look at life, what do your eyes kind of pick up all the time?
Well, there's ups and there's downs.
Okay, you notice ups and downs?
Yeah.
Okay. Emily, come on. What do you notice when you look at life? Are most days good days or bad days?
Both.
Both. Okay. What do you see when you see life?
Both.
Both. Okay. Amaya. Or not Amaya.
Mael.
What do you see when you look at life?
Next scene.
You know what we adults do? Some of us, we see opportunities. Some of us see nothing but work. Some of us see the cup is almost always full. And some of us, we're looking at a half-empty cup. Some of us look at relationships, and some of us look at tasks. Some of us, all we see is old people. Wherever we are, there's old people. Some of us, we see nothing but need. And some of us, we see hurts. Wherever we go, we see hurts. Some of us see business. If I do this, then I can grow that and I can do that. What do you see? Do you know why the difference? Because you're so amazing. You're so amazingly different. God doesn't want us to all see the same thing. Because if all of us saw only old people, the old people would be looked after really well. But some people wouldn't be. If you all saw the next person to have coffee with, there'd probably be a lot of work wouldn't get done. And so some of us need to see the one and some of us need to see the other. Now here's something else. What do you hear? When somebody talks to you, when you're here this morning, what are you hearing? Some of us just hear words, don't know what to do with it. Some of us hear, that makes sense because of that, and we start to connect the dots. Some of us, we hear, so when Sam were to, you know, if I would see some tears in, there's no tears in Sam's eyes, by the way, if there's some tears in Sam's eyes, and he would say, you know, I'm sad because I, yeah, then I'm hearing his heart. So when you talk to people, do you hear their heart? When our wives, and most of them aren't here today, they say, you know, you never, you always. You know what we husbands have to listen for? It's not really about the issue she just shared. We did something back here that we missed, and we missed something back here. We stopped serving her heart. So what do you hear? Or this one, smell. Kids, I'll tell you a secret. My dear wife has a super sensitive nose. I can't get away with stinky socks at any time of the day. She picks it up. And it's really helpful for her. You know why? Because our house is clean. She likes to keep it clean. She loves to do wash. But you know what she's not made for? I can't take her to the shelter. You know why? Because there's lots of stinky socks there and she gets overwhelmed. So do you think my wife is called to serve the people at the shelter? Is that bad? That's not bad. Is she called to keep things very clean? She thinks so. That's right. So what do you smell? If you love the smell of food, maybe you should be working in the kitchen. If you love the smell of perfumes, maybe that's something in area. If you love the smell of the forest, maybe you're a real outdoors person. Why is that? Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, what do you use the most, you think, of, or what do you use all the time? I'm giving you a hint. What do you use all the time? Yeah?
My brain.
Your brain. Okay. And then how does your brain... How can I see your brain's working?
I don't know.
Okay. When you start to talk, I hear it working. Okay. Yes, Jaden?
Your hands and mouth.
Hands and mouth. Okay. So let's talk about hands for a minute. What do you do with your hands? Jaina, what do you do with your hands?
Play and carry stuff.
Play and carry stuff. That's right. Levi, what do you do with your hands? What do you like to do with your hands?
Climb trees.
Climb trees. What do you like to do with your hands?
Play with things and.
Play with things.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I think if we check with all the adults today, and I would say, what did you like to do when you were a child? And how does that connect with what you're doing today? I would likely hear a connection. When I was a little boy, I liked to build things and fix things. I still like to fix things. I have a little motto that I carry in my heart. You know what it is? To see the hurt, hurt no more. That means things are broken, and God wants to fix it. And sometimes it's a hurting heart that doesn't know Jesus. And sometimes the hurt is people need help with getting the money in order. Sometimes the hurt is they don't know how to keep relationships. Sometimes it's a bigger hurt or more invisible hurt where there is a, what we call them, a devil that is on this person's back and they just can't get free. And so I love to see the hurt hurt no more. And so there's things that you like to do with your hands. Some of us like to build. Some of us like to carry. Some of us like to do the fine things. You can pick up those little like needles and pins, and you can, you know, like a watchmaker needs. And some of you are going to put your fingers in someone's mouth to become a dentist or a hygienist. Some of you are going to put your fingers in food. You're going to work in the kitchen in the food industry. And some of you are going to put your fingers on a keyboard, and you're going to become a lawyer or an administrator. Did you know all of that somehow was all in this little boy? Come here for a minute. Can I pick you up? All right. Did you know all of this is in this boy? What his hands are going to do? What he hears? What he smells? What he likes to do? Are you amazing?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because God tells me.
God tells you. You're right. Now, kids, here's a very serious question. Why did God put all of that in you? He loves you. Yes, why else? You go. Okay, he loves you, and why else?
Because he created us.
He created you. Why did he create you? Because he loves you?
Yeah.
Okay, why else? You give it a try.
He has a unique purpose for all of us.
Oh, kids, you understand that? You hear that? He has a very unique purpose for all of you. So, what were you going to say?
He made us to do his work.
To do his work. Okay. Now, kids, thankfully you're still young and there's a lot of bad things about the world you don't know. But do you think all the kids get to live their dreams and hopes? You think so? I wish you were right. A lot of kids never get to see their dreams come true. So, Sam, where do your dreams come from?
From God.
From God. What do you do with your dreams, Evan?
Think.
You think. Ah, keep thinking. Keep thinking. Keep dreaming. Keep hoping. Now, if they're good dreams and good hopes, they're right. They come from God. Does God want them to come true? Remember what I said, that God thinks about you all the time? Do you think God has a plan for you that is just special for you because of the color of your eyes and how you like to do things and the family he put you in and when he allowed you to be born and the things you like to do and what you're good at and what where you're strong and where you're weak? Do you think that's possible? All right. So, sometimes bad things happen to us that keep us from going there. I'll tell you this is a brief little story. There was a young girl. She didn't have a dad, or he wasn't there. And mom was just stretched to the limit. And she was impatient, and her little girl made it hard for her mom. I don't know what the little girl did. And you know what her mom said to her? She said, "I wish you were never born. I wish you were never born." And later, mom realized what she had said, and she apologized to the little girl. But that little girl became a young lady, became a grown-up person, and she was still bothered by the words, "I wish you were never born." And it took her over 20 years to finally to realize those were not a blessing, that was a curse. But for 20 years, it kept her from being the girl God wanted her to become. We don't want that to happen to you, right? Now, I'll tell you another story. I'll read it to you because that's a good one. Kids, what do you think? I'm just keeping track of time, so I got to glean through my notes here a little bit. But what do you think is more important? Success or kindness?
Kindness.
Oh. Nora, what do you think? Success or kindness?
Kindness.
Kindness. Come on. Success or kindness?
Kindness.
Another one. You got it. Okay, success or kindness?
Kindness.
And you?
Kindness.
Really? You sure? What?
Kindness. Kindness.
You're right. Let me read this little story. A few years ago, there was a boy in Alabama. His mom was heading into the Waffle House. So that's a place for breakfast, right? For dinner with her five-year-old son. His name was Josiah Duncan. And the mom explained this. He says, "We saw a man who was dirty holding a bag with his bike outside." And Duncan wanted to know what was going on. So she explained to Duncan, she thought the man may have been homeless. Well, that brought up all kinds of questions, which one of them was, what does that mean? What does it mean to be homeless? And then he said, where is his house? Where's his family? And where does he keep his groceries? And mom had to answer these. He doesn't have a house. He doesn't live with his family. And he has no groceries. He's homeless. And so her son, he was very concerned, and he thought the man seemed hungry. And so he says, "Mom, I want us to buy the man dinner." And so they did. And then he sang this man a prayer blessing before the man began to eat the hamburger he had ordered with extra bacon. And the boy said, "I wanted to say the blessing with him," he said. And so he sang a hymn as 11 customers watched and cried along with his mom and the man as well. And this is what he said to the man. God our Father, we thank you for our many blessings, for our many blessings. Amen, amen. So parents, you put your kids to bed still, some of you? You hear your simple prayers. Can be quite repetitive, can be quite the same. You think they have power? Do you think God hears you when you pray?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's always there.
He's always there. Does God hear you when you pray?
Yes.
Does he take pleasure in your prayer?
All the time.
How about you?
Yeah.
Does God hear you when you pray?
Yeah.
Do you pray?
Yeah.
Okay. Does God hear you when you pray?
Yes.
So what do you think when your kids pray those simple prayers? I mean, what I hear in my house is, thank you, Jesus, for the day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my school. Thank you for my friends. And last night was, thank you that mom could go to the ladies' retreat. Please bless her. Kids, do you think there's power in that? Yeah. You better believe it, there is. Do you know why?
No.
You have no idea why? Because you kids have something that some of us adults have lost. What do you think some of us adults have lost?
Love.
Love. What'd you say?
Love.
Love. Oh.
Hope.
Hope.
Hope. Oh. Someone else? Yes.
Peace.
Peace. Yes?
I know.
You don't know. Okay. Yes, Nora?
Peace.
Peace.
Kindness.
Kindness. Yes, ma'am?
Faith.
Faith. You know what some of us adults have lost? The ability to simply trust God as a child. You know that? When you pray as a little child, you're not putting up any walls. It's just you and God. You don't have it all figured out, and you don't need to have it all figured out. You don't use fancy language because you don't need to use fancy language. It's just you from your heart to him. Yes, Israel?
They lost the fruit of the Spirit.
They lost the fruit of the Spirit. Very good. So what I want to do here, I know it's a different morning. I would like you kids, if for those of you who want to, you can do it out loud, but you don't have to do it out loud. I would like you to find somebody that's not your mom or dad. If that's too hard, you can go to your dad. I'd like you, and it's okay if more than one of you goes to the same adult. I'd like you to lay hands on them and to pray for them. If we can either have some background music or someone to play something up front, Just want to take a couple minutes. We want to, so you get to bless adults like this little boy blessed this homeless man's food. So you don't have to, but I want to encourage you to think about it. And when you're done, we adults are going to do it to you. Because we want you to make it. We want you to be able to fulfill the dreams that God put in you because you are amazing and you're special. And we don't want the hurts of life to be able to stop you because you guys are supposed to go further and further than us ever went. Because we as parents can learn a lot from you just by watching you and listening to you. You probably don't have any idea how much God teaches us through you. So kids, go find some adults. Don't be shy. You can ask them, can I pray for you? Lay your hands on them, and then you pray. There's more adults. They would like to receive your prayer. Okay? Don't be shy. You're special. You're amazing. Your words have power. Who don't have anyone praying for them yet. And if you're finished one and you still see another one, go pray for them. Even if they've been prayed for by one person, they don't mind receiving prayer from a second person. We don't want any adults to be missed here today. Are there any adults who have not received prayer? Just raise your hand for a minute. Okay, we have two here, and we have Mr. Harder there. Anyone else on this side who has not been? Okay, we have Mr. Landry, Mr. Eli on the at the back door. Can someone pray for him, please? Sam. Yes, okay. Can someone pray for Mr. Harder? Oh, you have been? Okay. Kids, you have no idea how much that means to us. You are a blessing, and you are amazing. And I don't know what you spoke, but because of the innocence of your heart, words of blessing were given to the people you laid hands on. Thank you. Now, we're going to return it, and we're going to have the adults move around a little bit and to find one or two kids, or as many as we need to, so all you kids. So I would prefer someone who's not your children, because it's someone you don't know, and ask the Holy Spirit what to release over the kids. So adults, go. Lots of kids up front here. Can I pray for you? Are there any kids here who didn't get prayed for? Oh, one, two. Okay, three. Any other kids here who didn't get prayed for? Mael, can I pray for you? Maybe not. Go ahead, Peter, go ahead. Miss Graham, if you want, one more. Bert, she needs prayer. She hasn't been prayed for. Shalane, yes? You haven't been prayed for? Okay. Okay, we get, I know you too well. Mr. Gordon will pray for you. Bert, when we're done, you just come and come up and close.